Wait, wait, stop. That's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being, to be true to yourself and be honest with others.
We host events all over. I'm having a birthday bash in PA, and then I'm having another. We're taking on a trip to Jamaica here in June, and then we're coming back and we're hosting another. She's never going to see this, so I'll go ahead and say it. We're doing a secret wedding. We got married in Gibraltar in like this really small office with promises of doing something more. We didn't have any friends or family because we had to hurry up and rush to get her visa and stuff like that. So, and promises of doing something greater. So I'm throwing a secret lifestyle wedding where everybody's going to be dressed in all kinds of colors of the rainbow. Everyone's going to have everything, you know, unicorns. And I want it to be, I'm going to do like a little flash mob, and I don't dance because, again, I got white people problems. So, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have fun with it. I got a group of people that are, you know, supporting me. And so we're doing that event. It's going to be probably one of my most elaborate events in July this year. And then after that, we're hosting an event in August in Georgia, in Atlanta. And that's as far as I've gotten so far for 2022.
That's cool. That's awesome. And so your business or the parties that you have, are they geared toward any sexuality specifics? Like, are they only for straight people? Or I'm sure there's some bi that goes there if it's like a group party, but...
Yeah, it's 100% of the women are definitely bi. It's very rare that there's a straight woman there. But that's, you know, that's kind of the norm. But there are a lot of parties that we've attended with bi guys. I guess that's and for me in 10 years, I think that's the way the lifestyle is going. I know that, or swinging is going, so to speak, because those parties are like normal, I guess where you would say straight guys and bi girls is, God, this is going to be hard to say, even to come out of my mouth. It's not becoming more profitable anymore. Like it's the parties that I see that are flourishing and where people are more open and there's not that stigma of, oh my God, that's gay or whatever. The parties that have trans, that have open gay guys, those parties are doing amazing right now. People are so much happier and free and being themselves. You don't have that stigma about them. So I think in 10 years, that's going to be more, that people are going to be more mindful and more open, and that's the way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw a thing 10 years ago, very long time ago. And of course, when the trend are changing or society is changing, people's mindset are changing, things are different. I've seen where there's a, with the swinging, and of course, I would assume like it's a lot of straight people, but then the girls are kissing, and I feel like, wouldn't it be awkward? Like when a guy's like too close to each other and they're like, things like that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine if you don't want to like touch his stuff or kiss him, but the girls are so close and you got to be 6 feet and,
look, when you have both guys and both of their things are in the girl's mouth, you can't really. I'm having a good time.
That's what I don't get.
For me, nothing's going inside of me personally. I'm not. I'm not about it, but I have no homophobe at all, so I'm not shy by any means. If you're going to do DP, like, the only thing separating my thing and his is a very thin layer of skin right there in between. So you gotta kind of let some of those insecurities go.
Exactly, because that's the thing. I was like, yeah, exactly. If you're doing DP, I was like,
anyway, you're gonna touch, bro. Get over it.
It's like, bro, no homo. Hey, you're DPing. Like, what the hell?
Hilarious story. Me and my wife, she enjoys DP. And I probably shouldn't say that without her being here, but she enjoys DP, right? We're about to get into it, and the guy is having a hard time on top. I slip out. He grabs my piece, right? He, like, full hand grabs it and, like, puts it back in for me. And I'm like, I don't think that's your hand. Like, I'm shocked. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared for the Gripmaster 3000 to grab my piece and to put it back in. Like, it wasn't, he didn't do it gay. He just did it. It was like, yo, help you out, buddy. And he was like, did it, but I just wasn't ready. So after I said that, his old lady heard me, and she started busting out laughing. He's like, what'd I do? I was like, you didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't prepared myself for you to catch my dick and put it back in. It just wasn't, I could have did the maneuver where I, like, put it in myself. I wasn't ready.
Yeah. That's funny. Did I read that you're planning on making sex toys?
Yeah, so I do. I make floggers. What's a flogger? It's kind of like a whip. A whip is, you know, one of those. But a flogger, go to my secret box of tricks here. Hold on. Let's see here.
Reminds me of that movie Flubber. Flubber? Okay, that's what that is. Is that leather?
Yeah, so this one here is suede, but I braid this, and then see if we can get the camera to you. And then just cut these in, right? So, and then, but I do a lot of, I don't have now because I'm all sold out. I haven't done it in a while because I've been trying to focus on my book and some other things. But I make floggers, a lot of plastic ones, a lot of metal ones, some wood ones. So so my goal for my next career is I'd like a sex shop with a stage. I just want to do a stage. I don't want to do a whole bunch of craziness. But I want to do, like, shows, education shows, and, like, maybe they can do wax play, they can do flogger play, they can do, or I can do live sex shows or whatever it is that I want to do. But I want some type of stage where I can base it on education and sell my products, sell other people's products.
That's great. That's totally futuristic. I'm totally rooting for you. I'm excited to see all of that. Wow. And so what are the mistakes that one should repeat when they read on from your book?
If I would have been a better husband, I think my wife would have been more wanting to please, right? So meaning, if I would have been helping out around the house, if I would have been more communicative and saying the things that I wanted to do, if I would have been a happier person and changed my own mind thought or mindfulness, and just communicated more, I think that I would have gotten a lot further. But she wasn't going to take the first step and I wasn't going to take the first step. So we constantly butted heads, and it was like, I was like living in a house with a, you know, a stranger, right? We separated bills. And really, I didn't even separate bills. I just gave her my paycheck and said, do what you want with it. Just leave me alone. I was so fed up with life in that house that I just didn't want to be there. I didn't buy anything. I just kept giving my money so that she would pay the bills and everything would just kind of, time would pass. So this mistake not to be made is, to humble yourself and do the things that's going to make your partner happy. I used to think that my wife's happiness was her responsibility. And if you want to be happy, you need to be happy. I'm in a place now where I'm happy, and I think that my wife's happiness is my responsibility. I want to take those extra steps to make sure that she's happy and she's just not living out her life day to day in that same routine. Because routines get so monotonous. They get so boring. You feel like you're on that treadmill and you're not doing anything and you can't communicate to the one that you love. And it starts to stir up more and more shit and you become miserable. And then nobody wants to live like that. So take my major lesson that I want to give to people is take the first step and be humble. At the end of my book, I was trying to do those things. I was trying to run my wife a bubble bath. I was trying to leave her letters to tell her that I loved her, or to do the dishes, or to cook dinner every once in a while. But by that time, she had already fallen in love with another girl. And she was like, it feels fake. And now she's happy over here too. We tried to do family time, but it was just, we were parallel playing on our phones, waiting to go to our other girlfriends. Like, can we leave yet? Did we play with our kids enough today? Can I go see my girlfriend and be happy now? Like, it was, if we would have worked together, it could have been something really magical. But because there was no humbleness and we all thought that we were faking or lying and there was so much cheating and damage done, that it just made it impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how'd you come to that realization?
Meeting my wife now and having and just being happy. Like, I want to see her smile. I want to see her, you know, have fun. So I put things in place to make sure that happens, and she's happier for it. And I've even enjoyed it. I've never been the one to do something for somebody else. And now that I am, I'm enjoying it. I've been a pretty arrogant, selfish asshole in my 20s. And now that I'm older, my heart's been broken, and I am living for myself, like being myself. I'm able to see that, you know, if I want to love somebody and we're in this together, that her happiness is just not her responsibility. It's also mine. And I need to take the time out to find her love language and to make sure that she is. And I think that's the whole premise of that book, The Love Language, is to find out what makes your partner happy and to do those things so that you get something in return. Mm-hmm. I get to go to swinger events. I get to have fun with other people. I'm just not, you know, I'm not having relationships with other people unless it's okay with my wife, unless we've talked about it with my wife. Like, this is our girlfriend and this is who we're both gonna, you know, communicate with, like that, on that level.
How do you find how would one find their tribe? Like, you have that Facebook group. Of course, when you started it, you have 10,000 now. When you started it, you had to start with one or two. How did people find you, or how did you find your tribe?
The best thing that I can do is to say that social media has changed lifestyle. You can go and search anything and just start. It's gonna be like dating, right? You're in every group or every person. It may not be for you, but you go on a few dates. You see if this is the right fit for you. You see if these are the right things that you want to do, the right kinks. You educate yourself and see if these people are educated themselves. If they are, you know, just starting out and don't offer you a lot, that may not be the right tribe or the right person to do. Just like in dating, it's going to be kind of the same principle. Mm-hmm. So when I started out, I'll back up. You'll see in my book that I had another group before with my ex-wife called Best of Both Worlds. So that inspired me to make this group. So I kind of already started out with a couple thousand people that followed me before and knew what I was about and kind of lived the life with me in this book. So I kind of cheated because I started out already kind of being in this world when I lived in Florida. And that's why most of my following's in Florida and Georgia now. I'll also add to find your tribe, that FetLife group. If you're into kink, FetLife does munchins. They do group meetings without all the kink, right? So they'll have a dinner where you just go and you meet like-minded people, and highly encourage that. That way you get to know the people, you're introduced without bam in your face, right? There's a lot of leather communities that are out there that are willing to educate and teach and just welcome you, because we are a welcoming people. We are a very loving people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would definitely encourage to go to some of those events.
Definitely, I agree. Oh, before I ask my next question, so I've gone to maybe just like a big guess. My memory is fuzzy. I think I've probably gone to, let's say, just 3 sex parties, but I can remember 2. So the one thing I've
I'm more interested in the third one that you can't remember. Like, was that bad?
Well, okay, I can kind of remember because, okay, so the thing is, I don't know how much you know about gay people. When gay people get together, it becomes a sex party. I don't know about the straight world, how the straight world works, but right. Gay people, you get at least 10 of them together. After some drinks, 10 p.m., it becomes a sex party. So I think the third one, that was that. It wasn't a sex party, but it became that.
I'm tracking now. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so... so basically I went to one of them two of them that were specifically sex party. One of them was in Providence, Rhode Island. It used to call camp, and they closed it down a long time ago, and that was like fetish BDSM. It was like amazing, and I didn't know about this world. Another one was one in Chelsea that I went to just to like look and see what's going on. And so people categorize me as a voyeur, and I guess I am, because I enjoy watching, because I'm a scientist. I like to observe what's going on and see and like research. And so my problem I would have is I went with a friend and he would tell me, I'm a very nice person. Someone would touch me, I'll be like, and I'll walk away and whatever. So I need to say no. And of course, some people do not listen to no. And some people, you need to smack them so they can hear no. But not saying no and not smacking somebody, for some people, if they really want you, they think it's yes. Like walking away is yes for them, and saying, like things like that. And it was pretty annoying. Have you seen like where maybe, I guess, women, because it's usually like when it comes to guys and guys would pursue guys, but I guess maybe women would do it too. Like, if a woman don't want to be touched or be pursued by a guy in a party and everyone's naked, like, have you seen that? Or what advice would you have for someone? Because I'm not a bitch and people tell me to be that bitch and I don't know how to be. And then I feel violated because people will be grabbing my junk or my butt. I actually punched a guy in the throat one time. But that was like not even a sex party, it was at a club. Because I used to dress very provocatively. And he just grabbed me, like he just put his finger there. And I was like, what the hell? And I turned around and I just punched him. And then he got the security and I told him what happened. And I was just like, just because I dress a certain way, it doesn't mean, you know, it's my body, my space. Like, do I have any advice or have you seen these things happening? This problem.
I think you handle it appropriately. It's going to happen. Like, I have a similar story. I didn't punch the guy in the face because I didn't want to ruin the mood, because I was there with 2 other girls and there was a gay guy, completely gay guy. Like, he didn't want anything to do with the girl. So it was just me.
He's like, I'm here for straight dudes.
It was just me, gay guy, and I love the guy. I don't want to say gay guy. Like a bad way. It was just me, sure. Gay guy, and 2 girls, and there I was getting in with my wife now and the friend that she brought over, and he was just, here he'd come, this fucking finger, and he had like some long nails finger too, so he would poke me in my ass like, hey, what are you doing right there? Stop. Hey. So he's like, oh, I'm sorry. But then he'd come again, and you know, he got the business there at the end. At the second one, you got to do the same thing. Like, I mean, there's a warning, and then there's a, you know, the punch to the face.
Yeah,
your body, your space. With girls and couples, there's a lot of it that goes on and most people are scared of the single man that are in these parties, when because the single guy, they're kind of the obnoxious, they're just there for sex, and they're
the jerk off bros,
the jerk off bros, and you have problems with them. I'm not gonna say you don't, but a lot of it are couples too that just aren't familiar with the lifestyle and are there for the same exact thing. So the advice is to kind of get there early, talk to people in the meet and mingle phase, right, where you establish somewhat of a these guys have good vibes or good energy, because we do send a lot of energy from people, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of you just walking in the room and putting your dick in people's mouths. Like that, right. That will get you thrown out of a lot of places real fast and in a hurry. So get consents, look for consents. And this is more so the guys that are trying to do that. Look for the consent, talk to the guys, be respectful, and you'll get a lot further that way than you are with that wandering finger going around trying to, you know, touch little places in the back there.
Right. I've seen some people getting kicked off. Actually, I remember another party. See, that's the thing, as I mentioned, that's why I can't like count how many parties, because you get gay people in the room and they have sex. There's this film festivals that in New York, they don't have it anymore because it costs a lot of money that I heard. And I forget what it's called. I wish I remembered that. I used to go every year, at least 3 years before COVID. So after midnight, the film festival was over, but people can hang out until 6 a.m. It becomes like a nightclub or whatever. And then it's like a film festival at this different room. So the rooms gay people, and then they start having sex. And then at some point before, I think maybe like every hour or something, someone goes around with a flag. Like they walk around doing like not a protest, but they walk in every room with like a flag or a sign that says, consent is sexy, consent, da, da, da. And to find out, some girl, because people are drinking, some girls was doing it with a guy when he's done, and other guys started doing it on her. Mm. And then apparently she was raped there. But it's like, if you're watching it, because they're not your friend, you're thinking everyone's having sex. But for like, I didn't know all the story, but because of the march, I was like, what's going on? And I heard that some girl got raped. I guess it's complicated, but like other guys went on her, and I guess it is rape because she didn't consent. But right, people watching thinking is part of the action.
I've never experienced it at a swinger party. I've had a couple close calls, but most we take a lot of precautions when we do this too. Like from doing it for 13 years, like you don't really have locked doors, right? And if your partner wants to go in or whatever, you let your partner in. I've had a couple close calls where some guys like tried to grab up girls and bring them into a room, but I took all the locks off doors. So there wasn't, if anybody screams or anybody says for help, or we're all in a place where we just want to come and have fun. And people are all in the same minds of, you know, this is consent, this is fun. We're all consenting adults. But I do have, I've had in the past, when drugs get involved, mm-hmm. and, things become really blurry, you have to protect those people because they don't know, they can't give that consent, that even if they get too drunk. Like I do my best, absolute best. If I host, you get too drunk, you just have to leave. If you mm-hmm. get too high or whatever, you just have to leave. Cause I can't have a rape charge at my house, right? You're not going to say I was at Mac's house and I got raped, you know, whatever amount of times. No, you just got to go because I don't want the drama. It's a drama-free zone. Don't, where you're coming here as an adult, control yourself, because otherwise I have to, I feel like I'm accountable for you. I invited you into my house.
You could get sued, yeah.
And now I have to be a cock block and then tell everybody, hey, leave her alone. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty challenging. And I would hope most people would, well, we know that's not the case, but most people will be like, okay, because even before entering the whole space, they give us little rules. They were like, that's why they take everything. They say you can have your underwear, but that's it. Or shoes, of course. Like no cell phones, no nothing else. Everything else will be provided, lube or whatever, condoms, mm-hmm. and the drinks provided. And so, and of course, there were like some drunk people, and then they had to kick them out. Oh, another rule they were saying, like no hanging out outside the doors, and no, if you're going out to, if you want to smoke, they had like a room, you have to smoke inside because they don't want to put their clothes on and come back in and all this stuff. And somehow some people were drunk and they kicked them out. So it's kind of like, I would hope these people don't ruin it for the whole thing because it seems like it was secretive because it's in a building. It was like one of those Chelsea buildings, like pretty fancy with not a doorman, but the one you press your button and you go by yourself, but it's like pretty clean and fancy and nice inside, but they don't want the neighbors to know, hey, sex party is there every weekend. So if someone is drunk and is on drugs, then they might ruin it for everybody.
Absolutely. We have a house now in New Jersey. They pay a lot of money to have this mansion, and the neighbors are basically signing protests to get them kicked out of the neighborhood. So it definitely happens.
They find out. Damn.
Because they're throwing parties every weekend. Well, it turns into a business for some people, right? So if people enjoy that money and the income that it provides sometimes. And when you're having those much parties every weekend, your neighbors are gonna, you know, start asking questions and, you know, and starting to want to sleep or whatever. So they start calling the police. They start signing, you know, petitions to get you out of the neighborhood or whatever. So yeah, it happens. You have to watch yourself.
Yeah, you got to be pretty smart about it. So, okay. So now it comes down to the question. So I have questions for you about reviews, and you don't have to answer, but you can answer. If you answer, that would be great. But if you don't, it's fine too. Would you be okay answering questions about reviews?
That's what I'm here for, man. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I just don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. And so I've noticed on your Amazon, you have great reviews. Most of them are 5-star. I would even probably say just like to give, I would say 98% great reviews. And I read them, positive reviews a lot. And of course, I'm not going to read the positive review, but I have a review here that I read. And it's funny if that person either saw you speaking before or see you speaking, then they know you're not hiding anything. And this is what I mentioned in the beginning, that your honesty and to being able to see that you are a jerk and saying that you are a jerk and how you've changed is very inspiring. And it's a very beautiful thing to do and be. So that person wrote on the quote about all the things that you already mentioned to me now. And that was in the book, that's saying that, first off, this book is not what people's lifestyle is about. He's basically forced his wife into threesomes, making her feel bad. And when she did not want to participate, he went behind her back and cheated on her. And the whole book is trying to please him and giving him what he wants, but he always complained about her not caring, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, as you mentioned, the book is about the mistakes that you made and you telling people to heed from the mistakes that you made. So even with that review, I read it, and based on what I know already, and I was like, well, I guess that person didn't get it. So have you seen that review?
Absolutely. I've reposted it and shared it and agreed with most of it. Like you said, I made a lot of mistakes. I never forced my wife to do anything. You'll see in the book that she set a lot of this stuff up. I think it was more so, the problem was, it was more so to make me happy, and she didn't necessarily want to do it. So she would set it all up. She'd have a, you know, she'd order all the food. She'd make sure the DJ was there. She'd make sure, you know, everything went smoothly. But then afterwards, once things happened, she would throw a fit and she'd be full of drama. And it wasn't even worth it, because it was hurting her, but I was happy. I was having fun, but she was hurting in the inside. And I couldn't even see it through my own happiness. I was just having a blast, and I couldn't see her hurting, which made it bad. So a lot of what he said was he or she, because they wrote secretly. But I think that person was involved in the book somehow. and was probably affected because they said a few things in there that they wouldn't have known otherwise. Like, I feel sorry for his kids. It must have been a long 10 years. I don't give a story.
Right.
I don't give a timeline in there. There's a couple other things that I think that the person just was trying to hurt me. And so gave low stars and really took the book out of context. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a, you know, a poke at me because they were personally affected by it because they couldn't leave their name. Mm-hmm. But 90% of what they said was true. It is not what the lifestyle is about. It is not the right way to do things. I was completely blinded by my own happiness. I couldn't see what my wife was going through because I cared about me. My happiness was being fulfilled. Your happiness is whatever you want to do to be fulfilled. Now I've switched that, right? Like I said earlier, I don't feel the same way, and I'm not the same swinger I was 13 years ago. I'm not the same person I was at that time. So I think the biggest thing in there was, for that particular review, was don't listen to this guy because he's giving horrible advice. I don't give any advice in this book. It is completely 100%, you know, what everything I just said. It's me, and I don't want you guys to make those same mistakes. I want you to be humble. I want you to treat your wife with respect and do those dishes or do some of that housework to make her happy so that she'll want to do these things for you, or she'll want to fulfill any of your fantasies or whatever. Make her more comfortable so that you're able to open those conversations up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I read that, I did get a sense that it's just someone is either jealous or trying to get back at you, because if I watch anything online, just like when mama would say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. I don't dislike anyone's videos or anything. And if I don't like a place or something, I don't leave any bad reviews, because I do, as an entrepreneur, I know how tough it is and how much work someone can put into something. So just because my feeling is hurt, to go and spit on that is very disrespectful, regardless of what they've done to me. And it's all about ego. So personally, I wouldn't do that.
I have a different spin on it. Like I said, I reposted it. I wanted to share the stab at me, mm-hmm. and I wanted a chance to rebuttal, because I can't rebuttal it on Amazon. So I rebutted it on my own social media. I am a true believer that all press is, if you're talking about me, then I'm winning, right? If you felt that much power to go out of your way to write about me, then thank you for leaving your review. And I can't tell you how many more books I sold because of that, because it created more drama and more people were curious. More people wondered, why are all these people saying amazing things, and then this one person is like, he forced his wife to have sex? What are you talking about? Why? I got to read this book for myself, because I got to know what they got out of it and what the other person. So it just, thank you for writing that review, because the people who are tired of reading, you know, five star, like, oh, this guy is just, you know, whatever. Get those 2-star reviews or whatever. And it's like, wow, now I really want to know what the hell's going on. Why did this person write so bad? Because they didn't write, you know, that it wasn't a good story.
Right.
They wrote that he was making his wife have sex. He was doing all these horrible things. He was a horrible person.
That you put on the book yourself. It's not like it was any secret.
Exactly. That's my that's my prelude in my book. Like, I write a formal apology to everybody that was in that book. Like, I mean, of course, all the names and everything were changed, but I published this book knowing in my heart that I'm no longer this person, and mm-hmm. that I can help and inspire other people. So for somebody to write horrible reviews on it, I'm still thankful of my haters, because if you're writing about me, that means you're thinking about me and you want other people to know something. And I think that once the other people in the lifestyle read it, they'll get the same sense of those other 5-star reviews.
Nice. Yes, I totally agree. And I saw that. So I saw you probably, well, as you mentioned, you read your reviews. There's a review that says, be careful what you ask for. When that person wrote that, what did you think about? Because I'm trying to think, like, what are they talking about? Like, did you see? Right?
Those yeah. Stars get you thinking. So it was. I'm everything that I wanted. I got because I went out and I got it for myself. Right. So I it's what I wanted, but I lost every. I leave it as a cliffhanger for the second one, but I lost everything. Right. In my second book, you'll find out how it all ends, but it's exactly what I wanted, but with so much more drama that came with it because of the lying, the cheating, the stealing and the whatever. Right. So it is very true. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. If you don't know what you're doing, because I did not. If you don't know what you're doing, you don't educate yourself in it. You don't find a mentor. You don't find somebody who's been doing it for a while. You're going to mess up and you're going to be in uncharted territory and find yourself lost. And you're going to get what you want, but you're going to lose some things in the process. And I'll also say, if it's really something that you want, even as an entrepreneur, you can apply this to anything. If it's something that you really want, you're going to have to lose something. You're going to have to sacrifice something, right? Whether good or bad, something's got to grow in you in order to shake that other part off that doesn't want to be a part of your life. Whether it's a person, whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, something, whatever, you're probably going to have to lose something in order to grow. It just happens throughout life.
Yeah,
that's what I did. I lost a lot. But I can't tell you how much happier I am in my years. If I could have redone it all over again, I would have tried to save my marriage and been a lot more humble, like I've been kind of telling you throughout the time, and I would have done it a lot sooner in the relationship. But I was young, I was dumb, and I was selfish. So now that I'm happy, I wish I would have got a divorce earlier so that I could have, you know, found myself and been with somebody who wanted the same things that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. And you grow throughout that experience. So, yeah. So what other great plans do you have in place? Although we did talk about it.
Yeah. So like, I want to be grounded in education. I want that to be where I'm going. So I want to open up my own sex shop, like I mentioned, and not just me. I want to bring other people in. I want to bring experts in, and I want to, you know, sell tickets for people to come and enjoy themselves and learn something in the process. I've been to several plays where we did BDSM weddings or, you know, whatever, just contracts or, you know, to have events on what the collar is that you were wearing earlier, like what that represents, because everything in BDSM basically has a meaning.
I don't even know. I was like, this is pretty, so I bought it.
So small story, you're gonna see in the book, if you, there's an audio book too, so if you're not a huge reader, you can check out the audio book. But I didn't know what it meant either. I didn't know what a collar meant. When I put that collar around my girlfriend, that thing is more power. There's something about you putting a collar on a woman and telling her that she belongs to you. It is more powerful than a wedding ring. I promise you. Like, it is so hard. And then, and to let that girl go, like, she lives in my house right now in South Carolina. It is so hard, even as not being already being married to another person. Like, I want the best for her. I know I can't be with her anymore, but I also have a lot of guilt and everything that we went through with that, and putting that collar around the girl and kind of taking possession of somebody and them submitting to you is so powerful. And I feel like that girl would have done anything for me and I would have done anything for her. So I don't know. It's pretty intense when you're able to do that.
Yeah. So where can someone watching or listening to this find your book, your Facebook page, and anything else you have, your podcast or your YouTube, if you have any of those? Can you tell us?
No, everything? I don't. Like I told you, I wanted to be a podcaster. I just, with work and everything going on, the editing part just eats away at my time, eats away at my soul. So I found out early that I wasn't a podcaster. I'm more of an interviewer or interviewee.
Yeah.
You can find Sex Chicken Cocoa Butter on Amazon. You can Google it. You can search. I find that it's better if you do Sex Chicken and Cocoa Butter Max Styles book on Amazon. It's easier. But if you just Google Sex Chicken and Cocoa Butter, there's only one. Excuse me.
Yeah. That's a unique name.
Yeah, exactly. The Facebook group, we're a public group. It's not a secret on what we're doing there. It's an adult group. And like I said, we're the three. I don't know if you can see here, shameless plug. The three here is based on polyamorous, swinging, and BDSM. Those are kind of like the pillars of the lifestyle, right? Those are like, and then everything else kind of branches off into other things. And then the equal sign we have there is for equal rights in kink, LGBTQT, LGBTQT, plus
alphabet.
So we just want equal rights for everybody. I don't want to be shamed, no kink shaming. If you're into one thing, this is a place where you can come and talk about, you know, I've got a guy in the group who proudly wears his pantyhose. I've got a guy in the group who's proud transgender. We've got all kinds of things, and there's no kink shaming allowed. So anything that would be on there would be deleted, but I have very few problems because everybody knows what it is when right. they get it. But it's a place where you should come in and feel free to be yourself. And that's what I want to promote.
Nice.
Instagram, so beyond dot lifestyles.
Say that again, it got cut off.
Instagram is beyond dot lifestyles. Super easy.
Oh, nice. Great. And so I will text you to ask you for the Instagram because I don't think I have it. I have the Facebook and the Amazon.
You're more than welcome to post all of this in there. Just yeah. give me the whole leather outfit just in there. Cheese and smile. Big smile.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what this means, but watching some stuff, I've noticed like I like guys' word to like hold or something. It's like better oh, yeah. for holding. And absolutely. I was like, oh, okay. But I went to one of those Chelsea stores and I was like, oh, this is cool. So I don't think I wore it to anywhere. I don't remember that I have. I just have stuff and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I even have this little puppy thing. It's not a puppy, it's actually a horse.
There you go. Yes.
There's this guy who was into puppy. He had this puppy leather stuff. And then we met. I was like, this is actually pretty hot. Yeah, it's kind of like anonymous and whatever. And so, yeah, I would love to, of course, be
with it. I've seen a couple. Was he with a really beautiful woman?
Say that again.
Was he with a really beautiful woman? Because I know a couple people that wear those around the clubs.
Well, be a very beautiful woman. I don't. Maybe not the same stuff we've seen, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, all right, everyone. So, go on the Facebook page, and I'll post everything on the link below, of course. And go and get the book. And it's very juicy and exciting. And so if you did watch this, if you are watching this or listening to this at this point, so you're very interested. So Mac, is there anything else you want to tell us before we go that I didn't ask you that you want to cover?
I just want to take the opportunity to thank you so much, man. Great interview. Thank you so much for your energy. I love it. You're more than welcome to come out to anything I got going on. I hope you stay in touch, boss.
Yeah, totally. Thank you for being here and telling this, and I love how you reached out and then you're telling your story, because the pillar of my podcast is about stop shaming yourself, stop guilting yourself, stop having judgment for yourself, and don't doubt yourself. Just know who you are, and doesn't mean you're gonna flaunt it and have a pride fest about it.
Right.
You can do that, but it doesn't mean you're gonna do that, but don't have shame and guilt. And knowing who you are and what you want, that's safe in your own house or whatever. So that's what I'm all about. And I'm very pleased and happy to have you on the show. And I'm very glad that you reached out, certainly.
Thank you so much, boss. I'll see you again. Anytime you got any other questions, hit me up.
Definitely. All right. Have a good one. I'll keep you posted.